It's like only 1 year after dropping your first Sign of Life, like the Hurricane video, and now mainstream and underground media loves you and love your songs, and your songs are kind of like everywhere, like they're online, they're on TV shows and radio. How does this like rocket launch feel?
Well, it's bizarre because it's really exciting to know that it's happening, but I personally feel like a little bit removed and outside of it because it's not as ever present for me. So I haven't experienced it, like seeing and hearing it everywhere. So it's interesting to do interviews and then have people, you know, ask you, how does it feel to be doing all these things? And you're like, wow, oh well, it's amazing, but I haven't experienced it.
Well, there's a certain element of just sort of, you know, putting your head down and working. We're busy on tour. We don't have a lot of time to, we don't listen to the radio or like, we don't watch TV. So, you know, we don't see a lot of it happening besides just sort of watching it go by on Twitter. But it's, yeah, I mean, it's really, really exciting. And it's been sort of a wild ride so far. So I think we're still sort of digesting it a little bit.
Your whole output, visually as well as musical output, is like full of nostalgic elements and references to past pop epochs, in my opinion, actually. So I hope I'm a little right. So are you both like music nerds or something?
I think we're both great, great music lovers. I think from all time periods and genres and styles and however varied it can be, you know, we really, really sort of have just an appreciation for music. And I, you know, I guess in some ways when you feel that way about music, then inevitably there will be some sort of like backwards references and sense of nostalgia. But I hope we're reinterpreting and reimagining those things in a new and modern way.
So what do you think is this thing that makes you kind of like state of the art?
I don't think of it in terms of state of the artness. I think for us, it's about creating something that feels genuine and feels true and writing music that we like first. You know, we don't think in terms of references while we're writing. You write the music and only later have we sort of gone back and identified the things that maybe had influenced the writing process. So in that way, I don't know, it's just luck that other people liked the music that we wrote as well, you know? And I hope they continue to like it, but who knows? And so it's just not as conscious as that, I think.
Because you don't think that you are kind of like a big thing right now, do you? Like a really big thing, because I said state of the art and you were like, huh? We? Like,
No, it's just very flattering. I think, you know, I think Max said it perfectly. I think for us, it's just about sort of keeping our head down and focusing on what's important to us and what we love doing. And what we love doing is making and writing music and creating our own world and environment for people to experience in it. But it's rooted in us. And so even though it's a grand scheme in terms of like seeing an artistic and creative vision all the way through, it's interesting. I don't think we're seeing it from the other side. It hasn't gone to the place where we can't escape it yet.
So different topic. Hurricane was like really quickly in the German charts. What was the feedback you got from here?
Germany's been an incredibly supportive market for us. It's just been, for whatever reason, the music has really resonated here, starting with Hurricane. That's incredible for us. You don't really know why music makes sense in certain places or at certain times. But for whatever reason, this has been a big place for us, which is great. Now we get to come to Germany all the time and perform, which is an amazing opportunity.
Should. More often. You've described your sound as influenced by a microblogging site, Tumblr. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, I think you're referring to our genre, Tumblr glitch pop, which is actually, it was a joke while we put it up. When we were releasing our music on Bandcamp, I'd asked for a genre, and it sort of got Max and I talking about how interesting it's become with all these subgenres becoming more and more fractured to take on these whole other lives. And for us, it's really silly because I think we very strongly and proudly claim ourselves as pop artists. You know, we love pop music. And I think for us, pop is a really liberating term because it means we can sort of experiment in any style. And so Tumblr glitch pop was sort of our way at poking fun at the whole concept of sort of these fractured genres. But unfortunately, it's taken on a life of its own, and we are now branded with it for life.
Secondhand Rapture was recorded at the legendary Electric Ladyland Studios. Can you describe how it felt working there?
Well, first, we recorded the entire record at in my apartment, and then only went to Electric Lady at the very end of the process. After we'd had everything recorded, we sort of went back and listened through, and we were like, just decided that we should add some sort of more live elements and give it just a little bit more life. Because when you work just on a computer in the confines of one tiny little room in my apartment, there's only so much you can do to, we just felt like the music deserved more than that. So yeah, we jumped from having never been in a real studio before, jumped from my bedroom to Electric Lady, which is one of the most famous studios in the world, and spent a week there with our mixer, Tom Elmhurst, and just sort of rounded everything out. It was really exciting for me because I got to play real pianos and real organs, and Stevie Wonder's Old Roads was in there. We brought in our drummer and recorded a bunch of drum tracks that I just programmed, and he did them live, which is exciting for me to have such a great musician bring something to life that I just sort of scratched out on the computer. That was an incredible part of the writing process, and I think Electric Lady is sort of now our home, whether or not they want it to be.
We're there all the time, yeah, popping in on Tom.
Quick last question. Your work is often described as cinematic music. And if Miss Mister was a movie, what do you think people would see there?
I don't know what the Miss Mister movie would be, because I think for us, something we really like about sort of like the publishing and sync world is that you can use our music, I hope, for like a lot of sort of different genres and pieces. And it's been interesting to like see songs like Hurricane or Bones, or the same song be used for something like, you know, a teen commercial show, and then also like a doctor show, and then also like something sci-fi and scary. And so I think for us, it's fun to see how our music sort of resonates in different ways with all these sort of different styles. And so maybe there couldn't be just one Miss Mister movie, but it would be a trilogy or whatever, I don't know. All in different styles.
Yeah. Puls. Dieses neue Radio.